you are going to listen to a discussion between mother and daughter about plastic money. First, you will have 45 seconds to study the task below. Then you will hear the recording twice. While listening, answer the questions 1 to 5 using a maximum of 4 words. Write your answers in the spaces provided. The first one, 0, has been done for you. After the second listening, you will have 45 seconds to check your answers.
Would you mind getting off the computer? All you ever do is spend money you don't have anyways.
Oh, Mum, you're so backward about such things. It's not as if I can't afford it. How can anyone not have a credit card nowadays? I don't understand what is so great about living in medieval times.
Well, you know, young people always believe that they possess all the wisdom there is. You'll realise that there are one or two things you still have to learn as the years go by. We did not need plastic money back when I was younger, and we do not need it now.
Do you even understand the major advantages of being able to purchase products using a card instead of cash? Even if I'm lacking the funds to make a purchase at the moment, I can still afford to buy the item and simply cover the bill later that month. Plastic money gives me the flexibility to juggle my finances until, for example, I receive my paycheck. Every credit card offers me the possibility to make a minimum payment instead of covering the entire sum all at once.
This is exactly what is wrong with the world today. People live far beyond their means and only realise the risks of this kind of behaviour when they are too far in debt. Paying a minimum fee simply means that your debt with the credit card company accumulates and the price of the originally purchased product increases. In addition, there is the danger of becoming unaware of what your actual debt amounts to. Remember, you frequently make use of several cards, which also means that the interest you pay on each of them adds up.
You would think I'm entirely irresponsible when it comes to my personal finances. With the new and improved online banking system my bank offers, I am always aware of each card's balance and limits. That is another point right there. Online banking provides me with the opportunity to take care of any financial business 24/7. So I am actually saving money by not having to enter an actual bank to take care of transactions.
Don't you worry about this online banking system being prone to manipulation? I've recently watched a documentary on identity theft due to bank account information being stolen. When that happens, you could be driven into financial ruin or run into problems with the law, especially if your identity is used to commit crimes. Are there even ways to ensure that this can't happen to you?
Well, of course I always conduct business with well-known companies offering secure methods of payment and utilising sites which encrypt the customer's information so it cannot be hacked. There is certainly some risk involved, but everybody's doing it, and you would have to have really bad luck to be the person affected. Credit card companies even offer an insurance against the theft and misuse of their cards, so customers will not be greatly impacted if something like that did happen.
All I know is that if you look at the state of most societies today, there is an enormous rise in the number of people who will never be able to pay off their debts. Much of this is caused by the careless usage of plastic money. Young people in particular seem to live by the rule, purchase today, pay tomorrow. I just hope you won't get yourself in a situation like that. Would you mind getting off the computer? All you ever do is spend money you don't have anyways.
Oh, Mum, you're so backward about such things. It's not as if I can't afford it. How can anyone not have a credit card nowadays? I don't understand what is so great about living in medieval times.
Well, you know, young people always believe that they possess all the wisdom there is. You'll realise that there are one or two things you still have to learn as the years go by. We did not need plastic money back when I was younger, and we do not need it now.
Do you even understand the major advantages of being able to purchase products using a card instead of cash? Even if I'm lacking the funds to make a purchase at the moment, I can still afford to buy the item and simply cover the bill later that month. Plastic money gives me the flexibility to juggle my finances until, for example, I receive my paycheck. Every credit card offers me the possibility to make a minimum payment instead of covering the entire sum all at once.
This is exactly what is wrong with the world today. People live far beyond their means and only realise the risks of this kind of behaviour when they are too far in debt. Paying a minimum fee simply means that your debt with the credit card company accumulates and the price of the originally purchased product increases. In addition, there is the danger of becoming unaware of what your actual debt amounts to. Remember, you frequently make use of several cards, which also means that the interest you pay on each of them adds up.
You would think I'm entirely irresponsible when it comes to my personal finances. With the new and improved online banking system my bank offers, I am always aware of each card's balance and limits. That is another point right there. Online banking provides me with the opportunity to take care of any financial business 24/7. So I am actually saving money by not having to enter an actual bank to take care of transactions.
Don't you worry about this online banking system being prone to manipulation? I've recently watched a documentary on identity theft due to bank account information being stolen. When that happens, you could be driven into financial ruin or run into problems with the law, especially if your identity is used to commit crimes. Are there even ways to ensure that this can't happen to you?
Well, of course I always conduct business with well-known companies offering secure methods of payment and utilising sites which encrypt the customer's information so it cannot be hacked. There is certainly some risk involved, but everybody's doing it, and you would have to have really bad luck to be the person affected. Credit card companies even offer an insurance against the theft and misuse of their cards, so customers will not be greatly impacted if something like that did happen.
All I know is that if you look at the state of most societies today, there is an enormous rise in the number of people who will never be able to pay off their debts. Much of this is caused by the careless usage of plastic money. Young people in particular seem to live by the rule, purchase today, pay tomorrow. I just hope you won't get yourself in a situation like that.